time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jennifer Clark. She is an event volunteer for the Wellington City Pioneer Days Parade and festivities that are going on. We're going to kick everything off on Friday, July 21st, and we're just going to kind of go right down the events list. A little different route this year for the parade. We'll talk about that. But you know what? This is just another great, fun weekend event that we have here in Carbon County to get out and enjoy this one. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here.
So, first and foremost, you know, when you came in, we first talked about this has been going on for as long as I can remember.
Right. And I'm a transplant here.
It seems so. I go back as far as 30 years with my memory because I can remember marching in the parade out there. So I'm sure it's gone on longer than that. But this year there was a little question as to what was going to happen because the parade route needed to change. And we're going to talk more about that coming up when we get to the parade. But first, let's jump in and let's just kick off. Everything starts on Friday, July 21st. And what time do we start and what do we got going on?
So Friday, we have the free fishing day, and it's going to be at Knight Ideal Pond in Wellington. If you haven't been out to that pond, they've just been, making it really nice. There's little fishing places around. They've got a little tiny pavilion and a walkway around the park, and we're going to be doing that from 12 to 5 p.m. for our kids up to ages 15. And the first 100 kids, they get a free ice cream, and we do have some fishing poles and some bait that will be available.
But it sounds like for the most part, bring your own stuff.
Yeah.
We'll cover a few.
If you have it, bring it.
We'll cover a few. Yeah, that'd be a good thing too. If you've got extra, bring it. Maybe somebody else will be out there and maybe you can, you know, maybe you'll ignite somebody's passion for fishing.
Right.
Just because
that's a
you
great
had
idea.
Extra gear. All right. And then after that, it looks like we've got a community picnic going on. Where's that going to be and what's that going to entail?
So it's going to be at the Wellington City Park. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be free for the public. We're doing Sloppy Joes, and we're having like lots of side dishes. But we are asking the community, if you're coming, please bring a dessert to share. And we're going to have some activities, pioneer activities, some games, some entertainment, some music.
And then after that, we're going to wrap it up with dancing in the park. And how long is that going to go till?
Right. That's going to be from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're having the Castle Country Swing Group come in. And if you don't know how to dance, they'll show you how. That's also free. And they'll just be stomping the ground until 10.
They're a lot of fun.
They are.
We see them every year in the International Days Parade and those things. And they like to get out there and have a good time. Okay. And then get some sleep because we start on Saturday at 10 a.m. with the Pioneer Days Parade. And
okay, but
now
there is something not on the schedule.
Uh-oh. I was thinking, you got to have a breakfast,
a
right?
A breakfast, right.
And what time does that start? Where's that
right.
going to be?
So we're going to do breakfast in the park, and that's also free. And that's going to be from 7 until 9.
So you got to get up even earlier.
Yeah, the city council is going to be cooking. So
you got to get up even earlier. You got to be there at 7 for the breakfast.
Yes.
So definitely don't stay out too late on Friday night. Then we get to the big parade.
Yes.
And this is where we need to do a little bit of housekeeping and talking because you had to change the parade route this year.
Yes.
Or lose the parade entirely is what was going to happen. Kind of, right?
Right.
That's kind of what you were told by the powers that be at UDOT.
Right. So we have so much traffic coming through. And our parade route on Main Street is the main highway through Wellington, and we just started getting so much traffic that they said it's getting too hard to shut the road down because it's shutting down a major highway. So we are moving the parade route, and it's going to be down First East. That's that road that goes right next to the park. And so we're going to start at the back of that road, kind of by Ridge Road. There's a little bridge, and we're going to start at the bridge, and we're going to come up First East, and we'll turn left on Railroad Avenue, and we're going to end at the little ball field. It's just like a block from that.
Okay. So make sure if you're going to be a part or you want to be at the parade and see what's going on, make sure that you know the new parade route and be there. And we'll talk more about where you can find more information and stuff at the end of this. Then after the parade, things get rolling, and they get rolling big time in the park there on Saturday. So what do we got going on Saturday?
So we have so many activities in the park on Saturday. Of course, we're going to have the vendors, but we're going to have kid games, and the scouts are going to be over this. They're going to be organizing games for the kids, and that's going to be like on the ball field section. We're also going to have sprinklers and wading pools and slip and slides. So just right after the parade, all that will be going on until 3:30 or 4 p.m. And then we'll have lots of vendors booths in the park. We might have a few spots open. So we can, if you need a vendor booth, you can call City Hall. And we're going to do something new this year. These other activities that we're adding in, we're going to be doing a kids fashion show, and that's at 12:45. And they just show up dressed to impress. They'll get some prizes. And of course, we'll be doing horseshoes and cornhole. That's going to be starting at 1. It's $20 a team.
And you sign up the day of. You don't need to worry about signing up ahead of time. Is that how that's
right.
going to work?
You sign up at noon. Okay. Starts at 1.
Okay.
And then we have some outlaw stories with Suzanne Martel. You've seen them around, right?
Yep. Miss Kitty.
Kitty
and Bobcat.
Kitty and Bobcat.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So they're coming to do some outlaw stories. So excited about that. They're going to tie it into Wellington's history directly. So that'll be on the stage at 2 p.m. And then we have Ben Mead coming to do a little bit of cowboy poetry right after that. And then a pie-eating contest.
And here's the thing. $3 is not a bad price to have to pay for all-you-can-eat pie.
Well,
right?
Yes, but I don't know if it's all-you-can-eat. It's fastest.
Well, oh, it's
who,
fastest?
Yeah,
okay.
Who can finish the fastest?
Well, doggone it. I thought I had an angle there.
But it's going to be way fun because have you seen the pie-eating contest? They have their hands behind their back.
Or shove your face in a pie
right?
and finish that thing.
Right, but there's some great prizes. We have $50 for first place cash. And $25 gift certificates to the Cowboy Kitchen.
So you can go eat more.
Right. Yes.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Finish your pie and go get some more pie.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. And then, of course, we've got bingo that starts at, 20 after 3. So that'll be right after the pie contest. Mm. An egg toss. This could get messy, I'm guessing.
Well, that's, yeah, but... It's out on the lawn. We'll clean up.
Okay.
But there's prizes for that, too.
Very good. And then the night ends, of course... You can't have a weekend in the summertime and have a big celebration without a rodeo, can you?
Right, Wellington Rodeo.
And we've got that all lined up and ready to go. You've got all your cowboys and cowgirls that you need. Everybody just needs to come out and have a good time?
I think so.
Okay, what's that one going to cost to go?
So that's going to be 0 to 5 are free. 6 to 12-year-olds are cost $5, and 13 and older will be
$10. All right.
6 p.m.
Sounds like a great weekend. Go on and hang out there in Wellington for a couple of days of fun. Once again, Wellington City Pioneer Days. It's been going on since I can remember. Get on out. Have a good time. Now, if anybody has any questions, can they just give them a call at City Hall to get everything straightened out, or as far as even the parade route? Or are you guys going to post something on your Facebook page for the new route or anything?
It is out there, but you can call me for any questions. If it's a parade related, I'll direct you to Sue Hopes.
All right. And what's your number?
435-650-1902.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Jennifer Clark about Wellington City Pioneer Days coming up July 21st and 22nd. Head on out to Wellington and have a good time. That's all I can tell you. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.